Today is Thursday, 10th of September, day 4 in our week of prayer. King Jesus, I enter into your throne room now to intercede for the sake of this world. Fill my heart with faith, hope, and love to see your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Isaiah 60, verse 1 to 7. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples, but the Lord will rise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you, and nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be carried on the hip. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and exult, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall bring good news, the praises of the Lord. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered to you. The rams of Nebaioth shall minister to you. They shall come up with acceptance on my altar, and I will beautify my beautiful house.
Even when we are surrounded by darkness and confusion, the light of our Lord can pierce through. He calls his people to arise and shine and look to the future with expectation. I take a moment to pray for our church community, that our hearts will be filled with hope and expectation for a new move of the Spirit in our time. Come, Holy Spirit, fill our church with your glory. Let us rise up in radiance so that we will see people coming to the brightness of our rising. Beautify your beautiful house. Amen.